Le Corbusier's Principles of Urban Planning. Le Corbusier, born Charles-Edouard Jeanneret in 1887, was a pioneering architect and urban planner whose principles fundamentally reshaped modern architecture and urban design. His influence extends beyond mere aesthetics into the core of how cities should be planned and lived in. This essay explores Le Corbusier's urban principles within the broader context of urban design, examining his vision for a functional, efficient, and harmonious urban environment. The City of Tomorrow. Le Corbusier's urban vision is perhaps best encapsulated in his concept of the City of Tomorrow. He envisioned a radical departure from the chaotic, densely packed cities of his time, proposing a model of urban organization that prioritized functionality, order, and hygiene. Central to this vision was the idea of zoning, which sought to separate different functions of the city, residential, commercial and industrial, into distinct areas. This segregation aimed to reduce the inefficiencies and conflicts arising from mixed-use environments. The Radiant City. One of Le Corbusier's most influential urban plans was the Ville Radieuse, or Radiant City. This concept, developed in the 1930s, was characterized by a series of principles that sought to address the problems of urban congestion, inefficiency, and poor living conditions. The Radiant City was designed as a city of high-rise apartment blocks surrounded by open green spaces intended to provide ample light and air for all residents. The plan emphasized wide, straight streets for efficient traffic flow and separation of pedestrian and vehicular traffic, thereby reducing accidents and improving safety. Functionalism and the 5 points of architecture. Le Corbusier's approach to urban design was deeply rooted in his architectural principles, which he articulated through what he called the 5 points of architecture. These principles, pilasters, supports or columns, flat roofs, open floor plans, horizontal windows and free facades, were not only applied to individual buildings, but also to his broader urban design philosophy. By elevating buildings on pilasters, Le Corbusier freed up the ground for communal use and green spaces, which was a key element in his urban planning. Flat roofs were envisioned as rooftop gardens or communal spaces, further enhancing the livability of urban environments. The modular and human scale. Le Corbusier also introduced the concept of the modular, a system of proportions based on the human scale. This was an attempt to create a harmonious and functional architectural environment by using measurements derived from human dimensions. In urban planning, this principle was applied to ensure that spaces and structures were designed to accommodate human needs and proportions. The modular was intended to create a sense of balance and order, contributing to the overall functionality and aesthetics of the urban environment. The importance of green spaces. The recurring theme in Le Corbusier's urban designs was the integration of green spaces within the urban fabric. He believed that access to nature was essential for the well-being of city dwellers and argued that cities should incorporate parks, gardens, and green belts to provide recreational areas and improve air quality. In his Radiant City plan, green spaces were not just decorative but served functional purposes, offering areas for leisure and helping to mitigate the heat island effect in densely built environments. The influence of modernist architecture. Le Corbusier's urban principles were deeply influenced by the broader modernist movement, which sought to embrace new technologies and materials to improve living conditions. His designs often incorporated elements of industrial aesthetics, such as the use of reinforced concrete and steel, which were seen as symbols of progress and efficiency. The emphasis on clean lines, geometric forms, and functional spaces reflected a desire to break away from historical architectural styles and create a new forward-looking urban environment. Criticisms and legacy. While Le Corbusier's ideas were groundbreaking, they were not without controversy. Critics have argued that his emphasis on zoning and the separation of functions led to the creation of sterile, monotonous environments that lacked the vibrancy and complexity of traditional cities. Additionally, his large-scale, top-down planning approach sometimes ignored the needs and preferences of local communities, leading to social and cultural disjunction. Despite these criticisms, Le Corbusier's influence on urban design is undeniable. His ideas have shaped the development of modern cities worldwide, and his principles continue to inspire architects and planners. The implementation of his concepts can be seen in various projects such as the development of Chandigarh in India, which he designed as a new city with a modernist vision, and in the numerous high-rise residential buildings and urban planning schemes influenced by his principles. In conclusion, Le Corbusier's urban principles represent a significant shift in the way cities are conceived and designed. His emphasis on functionality, order, and the integration of green spaces reflected a desire to create more efficient and livable urban environments. While his ideas were revolutionary and have had a lasting impact on urban design, they also sparked debate and criticism, highlighting the complexities and challenges of city planning. As cities continue to evolve, Le Corbusier's legacy endures as a reminder of the potential for innovative thinking to shape the urban experience, such as contemporary planners seek to address the limitations and refine the principles he introduced.